This month's learning, the month of Tevis, is sponsored by 5 Minutes of Torah. You can visit 5minutesoftorah.com to learn more about the wonderful program. This week of learning is sponsored by Gabe and Aaron Saporta, L'schus Refuah Shleima for Shimon Ben Sipora. And today's learning is sponsored by our very own Shoshana and Rabbi Jonas Steinmetz, L'schus a speedy Refuah Shleima for Sarah Shendel Bas Leah. Okay. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, in source 1, Vayomer al tikrav halom. So this is when Moshe Rabbeinu encounters the sneh. So Hashem says to Moshe, al tikrav halom, shal ne'alecha mi'al raglecha, ki ha'makom asher atah omed alav admas kodeshu. Take off your shoes from your feet, because the place that you are standing is a holy ground. So it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes because the makom that he was standing on had a certain level of kedusha. So the Chizkuni asks, why don't we find this by every time a Navi encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't we find them having to take off their shoes? So the Chizkuni in Source 2 says, he explains that it depends whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself before communicating with the Navi, meaning there's a certain Hashras Hashchina in the Makom, and then the Navi communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's a din where he has to take off his shoes, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Yahushua when he encountered the Malach when they were conquering Yericho, when they were about to conquer Yericho. And then, or after the conquered Yericho, and then there's a separate instant where the Navi just communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself immediately to the Navi without a prior Hashras Hashchina, and there the Malkum is not imbued with a certain level of Kedusha, and at that point the Navi does not have to take off his shoes. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu over here, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with the Sneh before he communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes at that point. So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos learns from this pasuk the following halacha. In source 3, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Beis on Beis says, Lo yikanis adam lahar bayis lo b'makalo shebiyado. A person shouldn't go on to har habayis with his staff. V'lo b'minolo shebiraglo. Not with his shoes on his feet. V'lo b'mos hatsurim lo b'sadino. The Gemara goes on to quote a few dinim. And the Gemara says that the source for the Isser to wear shoes on Har Bayis, on the second line, Uma minal she'en bo derech bizayon amr Torah shana lecha mi'arag lecha, rekika hi derech bizayon lo koshek, and the Gemara says that just like a person can't wear shoes, or if a person can't wear shoes on Har Bayis because of the pasuk of shana lecha mi'arag lecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes when he encountered the sneh, and that's not an inherent bizayon, it's not an inherent disgrace to the makom, certainly a person shouldn't be able to spit on Har HaBayis, which is inherently a disgraceful act on Har HaBayis. But you see, the Gemara assumes that the source for the prohibition to wear shoes on Har HaBayis is from Moshe Rabbeinu having to take off his shoes when he encountered the sneh. That is the Gemara in Brachos. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, parallel Gemara, and Daf Vav, in source number 4, seems to learn that the din of not wearing shoes on Har HaBayis is actually a din in Mor HaMikdash. If you look in source 4, says the Gemara, "V'ezi Mor HaMikdash." How does a person fulfill the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash? Lo yikanis adam b'Har HaBayis b'makalo b'minalo b'fundaso v'chulei. The Gemara quotes all those other dinim mentioned in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara says that it's a kiyum of Mor HaMikdash without actually quoting the pasuk in this week's parsha of Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. So the chora, the pshat is that even if the source of the pasuk, the source of the din is Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha, nevertheless, maybe that's just an asmachta, but it's really a din, it's really a kiyum of Mor HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Yevamos is telling us, you know, exactly what the kiyum, what the mitzvah is to not wear shoes is a kiyum in Mor HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Maseches Brachos is either a source that not wearing shoes is a kiyum of Mor HaMikdash, or maybe it's just an asmachta. but it's actually a svara, masar kas lachachamim, some other source, but it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of mora mikdash. Now, the din of not wearing shoes on Har Habayis, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? In other words, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, which quotes the source of Shal Na'alechem Yal Raglecha, is that a bona fide Rasha? And it's a din d'oraisa, it's a d'oraisa dik akiyam of Mor Mikdash, not wear shoes on Har Habayis? Or is that some type of asmachta, and maybe it's only a din d'rabbanan? So that seems to be a machlokus between the Mi'iri and the Rambam. The Mi'iri there in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Vav says explicitly, you take a look in the bolded part, Umidivri Sofrim af b'Har Habayis kenhu, minat minatorah Har Habayis muter b'kach, shahari machan elaviyahu, ve'en karim mikdash, ela mash im nichnas l'sham betumah chayiv ha'midivri Sofrim af Har Habayis b'chlal zeh. So the Mi'iri assumes that the real din of Mor Mikdash is on the Mikdash, and he assumes that midaraisa, the mikdash, is limited to the azara, the Beis HaMikdash proper, and the extension of the din mar mikdash to include all of Har Habayis is only midivrei sofrim. That's the opinion of the Meiri. And the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira seems to assume that the din of mar mikdash on the Har Habayis is really a din daraisa. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Chachma points out this diuk, because if you take a look in the Rambam here in Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin, Halachas Aleph and Beis, the Rambam writes as follows, Mitzvahs Esei, Lira Min HaMikdash, Nemar, Mikdash Itiro. There's a positive commandment to fear, to demonstrate awe of the Makam HaMikdash, and Nemar, the Pasuk says, Mikdash Itiro, V'lo Min HaMikdash Atayari, Ela Mimish Etzival Al Yira. So obviously we're not in awe and fearful of the Mikdash, but it's a representation of whom we actually fear, the Hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Ve'ezehi Yiraso, how does one fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Mara Mikdash? Lo yikanis adam lahar bayis b'makalo, o bin al shabiraglov. The Rambam says that by not going into Har Habayis with one's staff, or with his shoes, and all of the other dinim that are mentioned, the Gemara in Brachos, and the Gemara in Yevamos. So it seems clear from the Rambam that refraining from wearing shoes on Har Habayis, even Har Habayis, not just the Azara, is actually a kiyam daraisa of the mitzvah of Mor Mikdash, not like the Meiri, who assume that Har Habayis is only midivri sofrim, only midirabanan. What actually is included in the prohibition to wear shoes in Har Habayis, meaning how do we define a shoe? Is it similar to the discussion on Yom Kippur? Of what's considered a shoe in Yom Kippur is going to be considered a shoe with respect to the prohibition of wearing it on Har Habayis. Is it similar to chalitza that has to be made out of that's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, how to define minal, nalayim, with respect to this din of Mor Mikdash. The Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Mor Mikdash discusses this at length, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky also in the Sefer Derech Chachma quotes Mar Makomus about that. Okay, that was just introductory to what we're about to discuss. The Ramban, over here, in Source 7, quotes the following Medrash. So let's just read the Ramban inside. The Medrash is on the second page, but we'll just read the whole Ramban inside. Says the Ramban, Hashem says you have to take off your shoe because the ground is kodesh. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was at a distance from the sneh, he still had to take off his shoes. Kines kadesh kol hahar beredas hashchina el rosh hahar. Kasher b'shas matan Torah, says the Ramban, the entire mountain was instilled with kedusha when the shechina rested there, just like what happened at Matan Torah, that the entire mountain had a certain level of Kedusha, and therefore there was a din to stay away. Moshe Bahar Haya Kisham Allah, and Moshe was on the Har. Shenemar Vaivo El Har Elokim Chariva. Vasneh Haya Berosh Har, and the Sneh was on the top of the mountain. Vihine, turning the page. Kulo Kadosh V'Aser Benilas Asando. The entire mountain was Kadosh, even at a distance from the Sneh, and therefore there was a prohibition for Moshe to wear his shoes. Says the Ramban, quoting the Medrash, the kach amru b'chol makom shashchina nigles aser benilas hasandal. And Chazal understand from this pasuk that any time there is a revelation of the Shechina, there is a prohibition to wear shoes, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chein b'Yoshua, when Yoshua encountered the Malach, v'chein hakohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash ela yechefim, and so too the Kohanim did the avoda barefoot. So the Medrash groups together these three things. One, Moshe Rabbeinu taking off his shoes at the Sneh. Two, Yoshua taking off his shoes when he encountered the Malach. And three, the Kohanim doing Avoda, Bishas Avoda. So, one can ask the following question. I understand grouping together Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua. Those were very similar, very similar Maisim, that there was a certain revelation to the Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Makom was infused with Kedusha, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoes. Yoshua was communicating with the Malach, who was representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shlichas, and the Makom was infused with Kedusha, therefore Yoshua had to take off his shoes. But what does that have to do with Kohanim not wearing shoes in the Beis HaMikdash? L'chora, that's a separate din. As we'll see in a moment from the Gemara Maseches Vachim, there's a din that Kohanim have to be standing directly on the Ritzba of the Azara when they're doing the Avodah. But any Chatzitza, the din Chatzitza, if there's something that separates, that's being mafsik between their feet and the Azara, that passes the Avodah. That has nothing to do, l'chora, with this din of taking off shoes, b'makom hashras hashchina. That's a separate din. The Gemara Maseches Vachim, Daf Chav Dalet, says as follows in Source 8, coming off the Mishnah, which says, Omed al gabi kelim, al gabi behem, al gabi rag lechadero pasol, that if the Kohen is doing the avoda when he's standing on some kli, or standing on a behema, or standing on his friend's foot, the avoda is pasol. The Gemara says, Minolan, from where do we know that? The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, hol veritz b'mekadeshas ukleisharis mekachim. So major machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos how to read this Gemara. We'll just assume, like Rashi for a moment, that the Gemara says, since the Ritzba, the floor of the Azara, is Mekadesh, the person who is standing on it to do the Avoda, and a Klisharis is Mekadesh, meaning there's a din that the Klisharis is Mekadesh, everything inside of it. Ma Klisharis lo yedavar chotzeitz beino levein Klisharis, just like there can't be anything that's chotzeitz between the Kohen and the Klisharis. Afritzba, so to the Ritzba, lo yehi davar chotzeitz beino levein haritzba, there shouldn't be anything that separates the foot of the Kohen and the Ritzba. So l'chora, it sounds like from the Gemara, that that's a separate din, a local din of chatzitza, that there shouldn't be anything that's chotzeitz between the foot of the Kohen, or the body of the Kohen, and the Ritzba, the floor of the Azara. So what does that have to do with the din of Moshe and Yoshua not wearing their shoes, b'makom hashra'as ha-shechina? How could the Medrash group all of these together? You have a question? Okay. So l'chora, we can perhaps explain as follows. Rashi, in a few places, seems to understand the din of chatzitza by Kohanim doing avoda in a very difficult yet interesting way. If you take a look in Rashi in Maseches Psachim on Samachem and Beis in Source 9, there the Gemara is describing how the Kohanim would do the avoda on Yud Daled Nisan when they were bringing all the Korbanos Pesach, all the Psachim. The entire Azara was filled with pools of blood. So the Gemara is bothered. How could it be that the Kohanim are doing avoda walking in pools of blood? Isn't that a chatzitza between their feet and the ritzba of the Azar? And the Gemara gives answers. They would avoid it by walking on platforms. Okay, the Gemara deals with that issue. But how does Rashi explain the din of chatzitza? Take a look in Rashi, Source 9. V'ha kahavi chatzitza, bein raglein l'ritzba. There's something that's chotzeitz, the blood was being chotzeitz between the feet of the Kohanim and the floor of the Azar. D'snan b'svachim, because the mission says in Masech b'svachim, omid al akli, o al gabi regal chavero, pasol. Why? So you would think Rashi should explain that the reason is because there's a din chatzitza. Says Rashi, the ba'inon la'amod l'sharis ve'ein ze amida. Rashi says because, quoting from the Gemara in Masech Zvachim and Chav Gimel Mebeis, that there's a din that the Kohanim have to be standing b'sha'as avoda. And says Rashi, if there's going to be a chatzitza that separates between the feet of the Kohanim and the floor, the Ritzbah of the Azara, that's going to be a chisaron in the din of Amida b'sha'as avoda. Interesting. Rashi says that in two other places, at least two other places. If you take a look in source 10, Rashi Masechta Shabbos, again, says, Kohen HaOmed, Aval al gabi kli o even o shum davar chodz bein olvin haritzbah, v'avir avdasa psul dechsev v'sheiris, kechol achav l'olvim, ha'omdim shetehei amidaso kishar echav. Again, Rashi seems to say that the din of a chatzitza by a kohen, that a kohen should stand directly on the azara, is a din in Amida. And Rashi in a tshuva, also when discussing all the different dinim of chatzitza that pertain to avoda, kachim, avoda in the mikdash, Rashi in the bolded part, when explaining the din of chatzitza by kohanim standing on the ritzvah of the azara, says, af ritzvah, lo yehi davar chotzitz beino, levein haritzvah, delo havi amida ma'alya. It's not amida ma'alya. So what seems to emerge from Shitas Rashi is that the din of chatzitza, that the kohen has to be standing directly on the ritzvah of the azara, is not stamazoy a din that there can't be anything that separates the kohen and the ritzvah of the azara. Rather, it's a kiyum of the din of amida, that a kohen has to be standing on the azara. And kol zman, that there's anything that separates the kohen and the floor, the ritzvah of the azara, it's felt, it's ki'ilu, he's not standing on the azara. He's standing, but he's not, the din of amida of a kohen, b'shas avoda, is that he has to be standing on the azara, on the floor of the azara, b'shas avoda, and when there's a chatzitza, it's mevatel, it cancels out the din that he's standing on the azara. It's felt in his amida on the ritzvah of the azara. That seems to emerge from these Rashis. Now, the Sifrei, when the Sifrei quotes this halacha of chatzitza in Parshas Shoftim, it says v'sheiris v'shem Hashem Elokav, which is the pasuk, one of the pasukim that the Gemara in Zochim darshins. So it says in the Sifrei our Girsa al gabi ritzba mikana to omer. Aral Tame Yoshev Omel Gabi Kalem Ol Gabi Behema Ol Gabi Ragli Chavero Pasel. So the Sifrei learns from Vesheris Vashem Hashem Lokov that if a person has to be standing on he can't be sitting, and he has to be standing on the directly on the floor of the Azar. There can't be any chatzitza. So the Gon in his Hagos there in the Sifrei actually changes the girsa from Vesheris Vashem Hashem Lokov to the end of the pasuk, which says ha'omdim, and he ha'omdim l'sharis. The actual pasuk is ha'omdim l'sharis, but he has the girsa in the sifrei that the sifrei is actually quoting the end of the pasuk that we learn from ha'omdim that he can't be yoshev, and that he has to be omid. It can't be omid al gabi kalim al gabi behema al gabi ragle chavero pasul. In other words, according to the Gon's girsa, the source that a kohen can't stand on something else that separates his foot and the azara is actually from the word ha'omdim. Ha'omdim. So you see again, at least from the Gon's Girsa in the Sifrei, that the chisaron of chatzitza, the chisaron of a kohen standing on anything that separates his foot and the azara, is not stam azaya din in chatzitza, that there can't be any separation between him and the azara. Rather, when there's a chatzitza, it's mevatel the din amida. And since we know that the Kohanim have to be standing, there's a chiyuv for the Kohen to be standing, ha'omdim l'sharis, the Gemara has drashos in Zvachim and Chav Gimel Beis that we learn from that the Kohen has to be standing. B'shas ha'omda. I'll give you the drasha. 1 second. And Chav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, Yoshe minolan, Amar Rav, Amar Nachman, Akra, la'amod l'sharis, la'amida b'charte v'lo l'yeshiva. The Gemara quotes another drasha, b'la'amod l'sharis, la'amida b'charte v'lo l'yeshiva. That since there's a din that the Kohen has to be standing, so Mimela, the Gemara, Maseches Zvachim, learns Misvara, that any time there's a chatzitza that separates the foot of the Kohan, the feet of the Kohanim, and the Ritzba of the Azara, that's Mevatel, the din, Amida of the Kohanim, and the Kohanim have to stand Bishas Avoda. And the Brisker Rav in his Chidushim, in Zvachim, and Daf Kuf Yud, says a very similar Hagdara, of the din of chatzitza, with a little different twist. But that's basically the idea, that anytime there's something that's chotzeitz between the Kohanim and the floor of the Azara, it's mevatel, their din amid, that's kilo, they're not standing on the ritzpah of the Azar. So if that's the case, perhaps now we can understand how the Medrash can group together Moshe taking off his shoes, Yoshua taking off his shoes, and the Kohanim not wearing shoes, b'shas avoda. And perhaps it gives us a different understanding of Moshe and Yoshua taking off their shoes. Maybe the pshat is as follows. Just like we saw from all these Rashis, that the din to not wear shoes, b'shas avoda, is not stama zoya din achatzitza. Rather, it's when there's something that separates the feet of the Kohanim and the floor that they're supposed to be standing on. It's mevatel the amida. So too, the din of taking off shoes, b'malkam hashras hashchina, I assumed, maybe that's the pshat, we assumed up until now that it's a din that you're not supposed to be wearing shoes, b'malkam hashras hashchina. But maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is, alts covered of the makom, whenever a person encounters a makom that has hashras hashchina, you're supposed to stand there. There's a din amida, there's a din to stand b'makom hashras hashchina. And it's a demonstration of kavod to the makom to not sit. To not sit, it would be a bizayon to sit b'makom where the adama, the karka, is infused with hashras hashchina. So alts kavod of the makom, a person has to stand on that makom. If a person were to wear shoes on that makom of hashras hashchina, it's not the pshat that it's not kavodik to wear the shoes. Maybe that's true, but maybe there's more to it. There's more depth to it. The pshat is that if there's a separation, a partition between your feet and the makom where you're supposed to be standing on, it's mevata l'din amida. Just like the Kohanim, the reason they can't wear shoes b'shas avoda is because the chatzitza is mevatel, their amida, it's kilo. They're not standing in the makom on the ritzvah of the azara when they're supposed to do the avoda. So too, that's what the Medrash is telling us. The Havana in Moshe taking off his shoes and Yoshua taking off his shoes is not just, and not like this is not like the Gemara in Brachos, which learns from this pasuk that it's din mar mikdash to not wear shoes and not spit. The Medrash has a different Havana. Maybe the pshat is that just like the Kohanim have to stand b'shas avoda, and any time if they were to wear shoes, it would be a chatzitza and it would be mevatel the din amida. That's why they have to be barefoot. So too, Moshe and Yoshua had to take off their shoes, not because it's a bizayon per se to take off their shoes, to wear their shoes b'makom of hashras hashchina. Rather, there's a din amida. There's a din amida, and the shoes constitute a chatzitza, which would be mevatel the din amida, which again would be a demonstration of kavod for the makom of hashras hashchina. So perhaps maybe this difficult medrash is actually shedding light on how to understand the din of shal nalecha miyal raglecha, a different understanding than the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, we'll stop here.